Hello and welcome to This Is The Way podcast. My name is Zach Way and I am the host of this short and simple podcast that is focused on a spiritual discipline, a fruit of the spirit, and a passage of scripture. And for the next, 9 weeks? Yeah, 9 weeks, we're going to be focusing on the spiritual discipline of simplicity exclusively. I had this amazing plan to separate out the spiritual disciplines and the fruit of the spirit, match it up with a passage of scripture, one for each of the months of the year, and so we'd go through all 12 disciplines in 1 year, and it's looking like that's not going to happen because I think I need to camp out on the practice of simplicity a little longer. Just because this has been something that I've been studying for a while, and I don't want to just kind of fly by it. So we're on week 3 of our practice of simplicity, and what I wanted to talk about today is mental clutter, because I believe that change happens internally and then moves out. Side. So it starts internally. It starts with the heart and then goes externally onto your home and then from there into your relationships and your community. The same kind of process that I follow for the spiritual disciplines is there's internal spiritual disciplines, external spiritual disciplines, and then relational spiritual disciplines. So if we're breaking this up into 12 weeks, that means that for the first 4 weeks, I'm going to be focusing on internal simplicity and then move on to external simplicity. And as I've talked about before, external simplicity is what a lot of minimalists focus on. But if we don't start with the heart, then we're getting off on the wrong foot. I had a garage sale this past weekend, and I hate garage sales. I hate them because I allowed all this clutter to creep into my life. I spent my time and my money on it, and now I'm selling it for dirt cheap just to clear out space. The things that I sold, they had some perceived value, but they lost that over time, and my values kind of changed. Mentally, this happens too. The things that we value change as we grow older and we align our identity with our lifestyle. Maybe it's time to clear out mental clutter by identifying the things that you don't find value in anymore. Now, I'm not talking about getting rid of your principles. I'm not talking about deconstructionism. I'm talking about simplifying the things that you value. You know, the whole quantity versus quality thing? Well, the same goes for internal simplicity. Focus most on the things that matter most. Quality over quantity. One of the questions that I ask myself when I'm sorting things for a garage sale is, would someone else find more value in this than I currently do? This question helps me to simplify. It gives me clarity and it encourages me to live a more sustainable lifestyle. So, let's take a look at what we value. And as backward as it sounds, yes, another paradox, let's try to care less in order to care more. Care less about what you value less and care more about what you value more. Care less about people's opinions of you. Care more about people. Care less about being right and more about showing grace. Care less about having an opinion for every issue and care more about giving a voice to the voiceless. Care less about what and more about why. Mental energy is a limited resource. It's just like money. If you had $1 for every GoFundMe account and you gave $1 to 500 GoFundMe accounts, it wouldn't mean the same as giving $500 to one. See, it's the same resource that's given, but the impact is deeper. If you've ever heard of the Dunbar number, it's pretty interesting stuff. What if we cared less about what anonymous people online thought, and we cared more about helping and spending time with our neighbors? To answer this question, care less about blank and more about blank, you'll have to evaluate what you value. Maybe there's some things that you need to let go of. Like, do you really value Facebook arguments or being up to date on information and the latest trends and news and celebrity gossip, etc.? Maybe being perceived as being outdoorsy has actually been more important to you than just being outdoors all along, which I'm guilty of as charged, like all of the hipsters of 2012. So, care less about blank and care more about blank. Fill in the blanks for yourself. Share your answers with me, or post them on Facebook, or shout it from the rooftops and put it on a letterboard for the gram. But answer that question for yourself. Care less about what in order to care more about what? Because your mental energy, your mental space is limited. And you need to be a good steward of it. And caring about things that don't really matter is not the best way to steward your mental space. And it actually, the more things, the more quantity things that you care about, the less the quality of your care is. I think of Paul in 1 Corinthians 13. He says, when I was a kid, I thought like a kid. Now that I've grown up, I put those childish ways behind me. I care less about this, and I care more about this. I'm choosing to focus more on what matters most. Love. He says, if I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but I do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all that I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but I have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but it rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been known fully. So now, faith, hope, and love abide. These three. But the greatest of these is love. Thanks for listening today, and I hope that you found it helpful. Remember, try to take some time this week and answer the question for yourself. What are you going to care less about and what are you going to care more about? And how are you going to do that? What are the steps that you're going to take in order to do that? If you're going to care less about arguments on Facebook, then what are you going to do in order to distance yourself from that? And what are you going to do with that newfound mental space and energy that you've cleared away that clutter of the stuff that doesn't really matter that much? What are you going to do now? How are you going to use that? If you have a prayer or a prayer request or a thought, you want to share something with me, my email is in the show notes. And if you want to leave a prayer or a prayer request, you can call in and leave a voicemail, and we'll pray for each other. Until next time, happy trails.